Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chaf. We are up to Sivav, by the top line of page Kuf Mem Hei, which is the page following 288. The Mechaber said in Sivav, Mutar Lischot Limonis. You're allowed to squeeze lemons. That's the whole Mechaber in Sivav, that you're allowed to squeeze lemons. So the Mishabura explains in Sivkot and Chaf Beis, Ubil Shonenu Citrin. In our Lashon, it's like a citrus. It's a lemon. Fahainu afilu lamashkin. It means you're allowed to squeeze out lemons even if you want to drink the lemon juice. V'af shederech l'sochtam b'chol. Even though it's normal to squeeze out lemons during the week, kevan she'ein derech klal l'sochtam l'tzarech mashke. Since it's not at all the normal way to squeeze out as a drink, el l'tabel b'ochel. Rather, you squeeze it out to make a dip, to dip foods into the lemon juice. So have a kishar peiros. Therefore, it's like Sharperos, it's like Category 3, it's not like Zeisim Vanovim, it's not like Tusim Verimonim, it's like the Sharperos that the Schit is 100% Mutter, the Kanal B'Sif Aleph, like we said in Sif Aleph. So far the Mishabura explained the Machaber, and he said that you're allowed to squeeze lemons, because lemons, even though it is the way to squeeze them out, but it's normally squeezed out, not as a drink, but as a dip, and therefore it's Mutter. There's an interesting note that I want to jump into, note number 22, the Hikshat Tilal David. The Tehillah David asks a great question, Madua shelo yia din limonim kedin boser. Why is the din of lemons any different than the din of boser that we discussed yesterday? The unripe grapes, where the Shulchan Aruch wrote, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Osir l'soto midin borer. We said there that the boser is psolas, and squeezing out the wine from the boser is squeezing out ochel and psolas. So why don't we say the lemons are the psolas? And the lemon juice is the ochel. Sharei gam limonim einom ruyim la'achila, because lemons also are not ruyim la'achila like the boser. V'chein hikshu v'shal shuvas chsam sofer, and in shal shuvas rab po'olim. So I just want to say an answer that's not brought over here. The Ksos HaShulchan says, the pshat is that boser is not considered a bar achila at all. It's not considered ochel. We saw sometimes it could be inayde atchak, then it is considered ochel, but otherwise it's not considered ochel, therefore it has a din of psolas. Masha'ekein lemons, even though a person doesn't eat them necessarily on their own, but a person will put them into his tea, a person will use lemons, and therefore that's not considered psolas. That's the answer that he wants to give to the Tehillah David's question. Back to the Mishaburin Sefkot and Chavde is the fourth line. V'afilu im haderech l'sochton b'chol l'soch mayim shenosnu b'hem tzukar lishtos l'tainug. Even if the way that they normally squeeze lemons during the week is into water that has sugar in it, so you're making a geshmaka drink, you're squeezing the lemon juice into a mixture of water and sugar to drink for enjoyment. Still the minhag is to squeeze out lemons on Shabbos. Why is that? Number one, the efshir mishum de lo mitzar elo kishederach lishtos mei schita sapri gam belo taroves mashka acher. So one possibility is that we only aser squeezing things out when it's a normal way that you squeeze it out and you drink that which you squeezed out on its own without a mixture. So over here they're squeezing the lemons into a mixture of water and sugar. They're not drinking it on its own, and therefore maybe that's why it's okay. Inami, another reason why it might be okay, the lo mitzer eloke shesochat in name of levad. It's only aser when you squeeze the juice alone. The achar kach ma'arvin osam, and then you mix it with something else. Aval im haminog lischot meimav l'toch mashka acher litem botam shari. But if the minog is to squeeze out a fruit into another drink to give it taste, so then it's going to be mutter. So it's only also if you squeeze it on its own and then you move it and mix it with the other drink. But if you squeeze it directly into the other drink, so maybe that's going to be okay. So two reasons why it might be okay to squeeze the lemons on Shabbos, even if the minhag is to squeeze lemons normally into a mixture of water and sugar. Number one, it could be it's only usher when it's the way to drink what's squeezed out of the fruit alone, and here it's not. Number two, it could be only usher when it's squeezed out alone, and then it's poured into the other drink, but not when it's poured directly in. Ulefiza, according to this, Bizman hazeh, nowadays, sheyadua, where it's known, shememalin chavios lemeos lishtos in punch, beis and mekomos, that it's known that they squeeze and they make hundreds of barrels of pure lemon juice to drink it together with punch. So tzarich ian gadol in mutter l'saltan b'shabbos atoch mashka. So then it's tzarich ian gadol, if in fact it's going to be mutter to squeeze it on Shabbos into a drink alone, the evsher d'domi l'tusen v'rimonim kevan d'dar l'saltan b'kelev b'fnei atzman. Since the minhag is that we squeeze out during the week lemons and we make barrels and barrels of plain lemon juice, so maybe it's upgraded from category 3 to category 2, like tusen v'rimonim, and therefore maybe it's going to be usher to squeeze it on into the water with the sugar by itself. The alkane, and therefore to avoid all these problems, says the Chavos Chaim, tzorach leizor sheyischol mikodem al atzuka b'fnei atzmo. To avoid the problems, you should squeeze the lemons onto sugar first. So you're squeezing it onto food. The havi kemashka abala ochel, that's like a drink going onto food like we discussed yesterday, which is mutter. V'chein l'safto l'tavshil, or to squeeze it onto a dish, the algabe ha'ochel pshita d'shari, onto regular food, for sure it's mutter. Kanal b'siv dalek, we said earlier in siv dalek. We're going to see a couple of notes on that in a moment. Let's just finish this mishabura. V'dai you should know, that shulchan aruch d'matir l'schot lemonish, that which the mechaber is matir to squeeze lemons, hainu kodem shenichbushu, that's before they're pickled. Aval im kevushim b'melach u'shar dvarim, but if they're pickled in salt and other ingredients, so dinam kikvashim u'shlokos u'kidlokamei. Then they would follow the din of kvashim and shlokos, which we're going to discuss in a moment in Siv Zayin. But I would like to address two important notes on this nakuda that he says the eitzah is to squeeze the lemons onto the sugar. So first I'd like to see note number 25, where it brings the Chazon Ish who argues. And he says to squeeze lemons onto sugar is not allowed. HaChazon Ish kasav, shekevan shesofo liten as asuka l'toch mayim. Since what you're really trying to do is make lemonade, so you're squeezing your lemons onto sugar with the intention of placing that mixture of lemon and sugar into water. So Zakh the Chazon Ish, since at the end of the day, your plan is to put the sugar with the lemon into the water, hareiz aser, it's aser. Shedaitu bischita lishtosu kamashke. Your intention of squeezing out the lemon juice is to drink it as a drink when it gets mixed in with the water. So machshiva es hamitz lamashke kodem shila basukar. So therefore, the juice that comes out has a din of a mashke before it goes into the sugar. Since you plan on drinking it as a drink, it has a din of a mashke when it comes out. V'harezem mefarik mashke ma'ochel. Therefore, it's a regular issur of schita of taking out the juice from a salad. V'afim miyadim schitasa yivla hamitz basukar. And even though, like we're saying, it's going to go right away and mix into the sugar, still, kasa l'chazunisha, mikol makom nechshav hu kemashke. It's normally, when you're squeezing a liquid onto a salad, the liquid has a din of an ochel. But over here, it's not a game. Your intention is to squeeze it onto the sugar and then pour the mixture into water. So your intention is to drink it as a mashke, so right when it comes out, even though you plan on putting it onto the sugar, it has a din of a mashke. V'asel l'softo, memelas asel to squeeze it. Achein, however, he writes, if your plan is to eat the sugar with lemon juice in it, the ikr, that's what you can do with most of it, a little bit of the sugar you're going to put into a drink, then he says that you have a tzad that you could be lenient and you can squeeze it out. But basically, the Chazon Ish is arguing with the Chavos Chaim. The Chavos Chaim says, squeeze the lemon out the sugar, you're good to go. Even though your plan is to put it into water afterwards. Not the Chazon Ish, no. If your goal is to put it into water afterwards, so then you lose the whole eitzah of squeezing onto a food. Because normally squeezing onto food gives the liquid that's coming out of din of a food. But over here, you're squeezing onto food to put into liquid, so it's a din of a liquid right away, and it's schita of a liquid from a salad, and therefore it's aser. That is the Chazon Ish argument of the Chavos Chaim. But I'd like to go back now to note number 24. So note 24, forget the Chazon Ish, is going within the Mishabura. The Mishabura is saying that squeezing the lemon onto the sugar is 100% mutter. Says note 24, ulam schitas eshkolis letol sukar. So can I squeeze my grapefruit onto sugar also to drink that mixture? So writes of Moshe and Igris Moshe, shasura, squeezing your grapefruit onto sugar is usser. V'choluk hadover mischitas limon letol sukar. You can't compare squeezing a lemon onto sugar, which is mutter, to squeezing a grapefruit onto sugar, which is usser. Why? Shekein mitz limon eino miyuad l'shtia. Lemon juice is not drank on its own. You squeeze a lemon onto sugar, your goal is not to eat that mixture on its own. Elo letabel bodvar macherim. You're making a spice. You're making a lemon flavoring to put into the water. Ulefika kesh esoltem oso l'sosuka. Therefore, when you squeeze the lemon into sugar, Even though the goal is to eventually put the sugar into a liquid, donim also kechelek ma'asukar. We view the lemon juice coming out as part of the sugar. It's a mixture. It's a spice that you're making of lemon juice with the sugar together. V'lo kemashke. We don't view it as a mashke. Aval mitzesh kolus b'derach klal. You're not pouring it into another drink. Mataras v'tasu l'shem shtiyasa. You want to drink that juice that came out of the grapefruit with the sugar. V'lo l'shem tibul dvarim achirim. Not to spice up other things. L'fikach im kavonas asoche l'shem shtiyas me'yash kolus. If your goal is to drink it, afim mitchila soche du asa mitzvah to sukar nershav hamitz kemashke. So he says, right, the Chazrish argued on the lemon juice. Rav Moshe says, like the Mishabur, the lemon juice is going to be mutter. To squeeze lemon on the sugar is mutter. Because you're making a spice that you're going to put into something else. But to squeeze a grapefruit onto sugar, to just drink that as is, then it has a bit of a mashke coming out, and that's going to be usser. Says the Mechaber Vayta, one more sif. Lischol kvashim ushlakos. We had this reference already a few times. Kvashim is like things that are pickled, pirish. Peros umine yirokos hamunachu b'chometz v'melach kadesh lo yirkavu. It's fruit or vegetables that you place into vinegar or salt, so it shouldn't get rotten. So kvashim or shlokos, we'll see in the Mishabur and Sekonach of Gimel says, Hainu, yerek v'kayotze, vegetables are similar things, sheshlokon kodem ha-shabbos v'nisharu me'mehem bohem. That you cook them very strongly before Shabbos, and there's liquid in them from the cooking. So either something was pickled or something was cooked. That is kvashim and shlokos. So you want to squeeze them out of their juices. So here's the halacha. In Lagufan, back to the Mechaber, if your goal is to eat the fruit or the vegetable, and you want to get the liquid out, she'eno tzaruch l'mayim, you don't want the water. Ve'eno sotan el l'sakna l'achilu, you're only trying to prepare the fruit for eating. You want to get rid of the water. So afilu soche l'toch kara she'en ba'ochal mutter. Even if you squeeze it over a bowl that has no food in a regular schit is 100% mutter. Because your goal is to get rid of the juice from the food. You want the food. Schit is aser when you want the juice. Here you want the juice out. You don't want the juice. And therefore that's mutter. Then tzaruch l'meimeyem, if you in fact want the juice that's coming out. So mutter lischol l'toch k'dere sheis ba'ochol. So obviously you're allowed to squeeze it out onto a dish, onto food. Aval in ein ba'ochol aser. But if there's no food, just squeezing out stam for the purpose of the liquid that's coming out, that's schita, that's going to be aser. And then he writes, Rabbeinu Chananel kol shehu tzorech l'memem chayv chatos. Rabbeinu Chananel, as we'll see, is very machmir. Any squeezing out that you're doing when you need the liquid, you're chayv chatos. Afilu socha l'kenere sheish ba'ochol. Even if you're pouring it over food, anything you're squeezing out that you want the liquid, isa daraisa. Uledvarav, according to him, asochet eshkol l'kenere nami asr. According to him, if you squeeze out a cluster of grapes onto a pot, it's also going to be asr, even if there's a dish inside. Now, there's a bir halacha that I want to point out before we see the mishaburas. This divar maskal nami asr, at the end of the page of 290, what do you mean that if you squeeze grapes into a pot with a dish in it, it's also usser? What do you mean also? That's the main isser. The main isser is grapes. You tell me if you soak the vegetables in water and you squeeze it out, it's an isser daraisa. So then what do you mean? Sochin eshko l'kneir, it's also usser. Kol shekein, that's usser. That's a much more machmir schita. So says the Bir Halacha, Hai lo shenami lavdafka. This word, that's also usser, is not specific. The kol shekein be'eshkol she'anothin v'zeisim l'kedeir d'chayv l'rabbeinu Chananel. Because for sure, if you squeeze a cluster of grapes or olives into a dish, you're going to be chayv d'orais l'kod l'rabbeinu Chananel. De'ikir schitu b'zeisim v'anothin. If you're squeezing out a pickle, it's going to be an issa d'orais according to him. So certainly if you're squeezing out grapes, which everyone holds in general is an issa d'orais, so certainly he's going to be machmir and say it's an issa d'orais over food as well. Only because the Mechaber said stam in Sif Dalet that you can't squeeze out a cluster of grapes and that you can squeeze out a cluster of grapes over food. So Ramah is just saying that case that the Mechaber said that even a cluster of grapes you can't squeeze over food. So Ramah is just saying, and also that case is going to be usher. But it really is a kol shekein. The expression of the Ramah is saying that the Rabbeinu Chananel is going to be machmir also in that case that the Mechaber said stam, that's going to be mutter. So again, the Mechaber said that squeezing a cluster of grapes over food is mutter. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's an issa d'oraisa, even though it's a kol shekein, but he's just writing that l'dvarav, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even the case that the Mechaber said is mutter, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, be an issa d'oraisa. It's true that it's a kol shekein for what the Mechaber said over here, but he wants to speak it out just because the Mechaber said straight up that it's mutter, he's saying straight up that it's an issa d'oraisa. Zokten mishaburis if katan chav dalud. We did chav gimel already. So he said, if you're squeezing out the kvashim and shlokos in lagufan, you want the food, you want the fruit or vegetable, or it's a lomar. Shesochaton mimashka atzof aleim. You're squeezing them out from the liquid that is floating on top of them. The nivla ben, and that juice that's absorbed inside of them. Kedei lesakein gufam laachila levad. In order to fix up the goof of the vegetable, the fruit, to be eaten alone, ve'ein tzarech l'mem, you don't want the liquid there. K'mo she'derech l'skod ha'yarech she'karen salatin, like the way it is to squeeze out the vegetable called lettuce, la'acha she'sharech l'skod ha'mem, you don't want the water on the lettuce, you squeeze it out to get rid of it. You don't want the water there. Lochein enenu b'chlau mefarek klau, that's not mefarek, which is a told of dosh. That's when you want the liquid, when you're milking the cow, you want the liquid, you want the milk to come out. The after so'che l'tocha ka'orev ein mashka holech l'ibun. And even though you're doing it into a regular bowl and the juice is not going to waste, it's going to be good liquid coming out of it, mikomo kom still, kevan she'eno mechavin b'shil ha'mashka. Since your kavanah is not for the mashka at all, einenu b'chlal melacha. It's not part of the melacha, it is mutter. However, he says, ubezeisen v'anovim osu b'chol gavni. If we're talking about olives and grapes, you just want to get the juice out, that's not going to be a heter for olives and grapes. Mishum derov ha'olam sochatim osel l'mameyim. Since the normal way to squeeze it out is for the liquids, you can't play a game and say, I just wanted, I like dried out grapes. That wouldn't work. So that would be osir. But everything else would be mutter. Sifkat nukhav hey, Ella. We said, if you're doing it just to get the juice out, oh, Ella, sakne l'achila. Very interesting, Halacha B'Shabur says in Chafei, if you have noodles that are soaked in oil and you want to squeeze it out, that's also mutter. You don't like your oils, you don't like your noodles so oily, so you squeeze it out. It's not schita, because you want the food. You want the oil away. So therefore, that's the same idea. You're allowed to squeeze it out to get rid of the oil that's absorbed in it. If you're trying to get rid of the abundance of oil, that's 100% mutter, same Halacha. Squeezing out the noodles for a different reason. He says oil is thick. It's considered an ochel, not a mashka. Squeezing out the oil from the noodles is taking out ochel from ochel. It's mutter. According to that, it'll be mutter even if you want the oil. Right? According to the first reason, you want the food, so that's the heter. Here, it's ochel me'ochel. It's mutter no matter what. Even into an empty bowl is going to be mutter. But of course, after Mishavu, it's only if you need the food for Shabbos. If it's for after Shabbos, that's achana, that's aser. L'tol kedera. This is on the next point. When you're doing it, you're squeezing it out for the liquid. We said it depends. If you are doing it onto food, it's mutter. Dr. Mishavur, the logora on the eshkol, the mutter. Like we said earlier, squeezing out a cluster of grapes is mutter onto food, so certainly squeezing out these pickled items onto food will be mutter. So squeezing out over fish brine would also be considered on ochel, and it's mutter. But to squeeze it out over mashin will be aser. But to squeeze it out stam, that's not going to be allowed. We said again, Avon ein ba ochel aser. To squeeze out these liquids for the purpose of the liquids on something that was no food, that's going to be aser. The afal gasif kana chav tes. The afal gad the sharp peros mutter l'schorah filu l'meim. Even though sharp peros, category 3, which are not normally squeezed out, you're allowed to squeeze them out even if they're juices. The kanal b'sif alef. So why is this different? Shani osim she'ein shem mashka al mei peros. When you have a fruit that's not normally squeezed out, the juice does not have a shem mei peros. That's why you're allowed to squeeze it out. Therefore, there's no shame mashke on the juice because it's not always squeezed out, so it's ochel miochel, that's why it's mutter. Mashen kein hacha, which is not the case over here. Here you have pickled items. They were soaked in water, and the water was a drink before, and it came in. So, mashen kein hacha, the hoya shame mashke lo mikodem shenivla. It was a liquid before it got absorbed. The shaybo shem srita. So when you have a fruit that's category 3, it's never squeezed out. So the liquid inside is considered ochel. That's why it's mutter. But over here, it absorbed water from the outside, and therefore it had din of mashka before. So when you squeeze it out, it's squeezing out a mashka from an ochel, and that's why it's aser. Mikoma kom chiyuv chatas lekel deyazu. Very important. According to this shita, before we get to Rabbi Nochanano, there's no iser daraisa. There's no chiyuv chatas. This relay dvar Torah enuchayv ela aschita zaysim anovim. The first shita holds only by zaysim. But this case where it's usher to squeeze out the shlokos over no food, that's only going to be an issur d'rabbanan. Comes Rabbeinu Chananel, Siv Kardan Lamed, he now Rabbeinu Chananel b'shnei dvarim polagal de'er rishon. He's coming to argue on 2 points. Number 1, Aleph, this sphere lay dim tzarech l'meimeyem chayv afilu b'kfashim u'shlokos. shlokos. Like we just said, it's the Rabbanon. He comes and says, even by kfashim v'shlokos, squeezing it out, is an iser daraisa, yochai v'chatas. Number two, beis de kol eicha shetarach l'meneihem la'olam chayiv. Anytime you want the drink of anything that you're squeezing out is an iser daraisa. Afilu k'shesochei l'tolcha ochla. Except before you're squeezing over food, if you want the juice, iser daraisa. The after chol poskim pligas that, you know, all the poskim are going to be the chananel. The sfirlu the mashka bal ochla ka'ochla, like we learned earlier in Sif Dalud. Everybody else holds a mashka that's got squeezed onto the food as it did in the food, and it's not going to be us, it's 100% mutter. Va'alocha k'divreyem, and the locha is like all the other poskim. Ulakach iskar mechaber daitem b'stam, and that's what the mechaber earlier said that halacha stam. The Mechaber still brings Rabbeinu Chananel. Lahoros to teach us that Tov Lahachmir Kedvar is better to be Machmir like his words. Like we said earlier from the Tshuvas HaRosh, that's born in the Beis Yosef, that although we don't hold like him, he's bringing him down to show that it's good to be Machmir like him. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem Sivches tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.